95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, sir.
How are you, man?
Good. How was your weekend?
Pretty damn good.
Good.
You asked me yesterday. I mean, like,
you're drunk?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, you felt bad or you're drunk?
I was just hungover.
Oh, okay.
But nice and bright and bushy-tailed today for some reason. I don't know what.
Not hungover still.
No.
That means it wasn't a great weekend for you.
I know. Mostly, but yes.
I mean, if you're not partially hungover on Monday.
That's right. I hear someone was who was just here before us.
I doubt your weekend.
I hear she had like a.
Oh,
a
is good, that right?
A little like, oh my God, today going. So, you know.
Mondays are always like
one
that.
One of us will carry it.
At radio.
I'm surprised you aren't today.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you went to the baseball game yesterday.
I went to the soccer game yesterday.
I mean, you went to the soccer game yesterday.
Yes. Come on. Soccer game yesterday.
Come on.
They have different sections that cheer, like go crazy. Those are my people.
Hell
like
yeah.
The American Outlaws and the U.S. games and stuff like that.
Right.
They paint their faces, they chant, they jump up and down, they sing, they beat on drums, the whole thing.
I hear there was some sort of chant about a couple of radio stations directed to you yesterday. That's cool.
I didn't
initiate
this at all.
You didn't start the fire?
But I was standing up front and I was helping lead cheers.
Right.
And all of a sudden a cheer broke out. K-Rock sucks. KLOS rules.
Wow.
And they said it over and over again.
People.
Like, all right. And the girl I handed my phone to videotape it, got nothing.
Come on.
So that happened.
Do we know who she is? We need to call her.
I just handed her. I said, would you mind just videotaping?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Sure.
Nothing.
She took my phone, gave back to me. There was nothing on it.
I can't stand this guy. This will be hilarious.
She did it on purpose.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Sluggo show. The Dodger game, there was something funny that happened as a fan ran onto the field.
All right.
I don't know. I think there's something wrong with me.
But I don't know.
I truly love that.
Yeah.
Really? As much as I care about the game and I know they're interrupting it.
Right.
I don't know. There's something about somebody that runs on the field. Everybody knows what's going to happen. That guy's just going to keep running. The security guards are going to run out after him.
Yeah.
And if he's good, he's going to lead him on a long
goose chase
before they finally tackle him.
I'm guessing that one of your all-time favorite moments in television was when the streaker hit the Academy Awards and David Niven had his little comment.
I mean, it was...
that sort of
it's
thing.
That's... I don't know why. I think it's the chaos of it.
It's nice of him to show us his shortcomings, was David's quick quip.
I think I like the chaos of that happening.
Yeah. Well, you're in the right generation, my friend.
So we'll talk about the Dodger ball girl.
Ah, okay.
Who made the tackle.
Mm.
She's pretty strong.
Sweet.
Somebody that runs a doggy daycare.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be a rough but fun job.
Has put up dog breeds and names that are instantly trouble.
Oh, really?
If it's that dog breed and it's got that name, no way does it behave.
Oh, man, I love that.
No way.
That's great. Does your dog fit this?
Right.
Oh, my God, that's great.
And by the way, it's anytime dogs don't behave, that's an owner problem.
Yep. Generally, unless the rare times there's something wrong with a dog, very rare.
You shouldn't even mention that because those are such small exceptions.
Yes, and we know that. We know that
it's always the dog
owner
or the cat owner. Yes. Any animal that you have, if it's out of control, it's on you.
Or where they came from.
Actors and actresses secretly dating.
Okay.
And then we're going to take some calls of you secretly dating at work.
Oh, not supposed to do that.
And if it went south, it's even funnier.
Yeah, we want to hear, like, especially if you're a nun or something.
Yeah, especially if you're a nun.
Not supposed to be doing that. I know a lot of nuns listen to KLOS.
That's what we're going to be
pretty regular basis.
For.
They're like, AC/DC, woo!
There was another animal in a toilet.
Like coming up out of the toilet?
Yes!
To bite you on the ass?
Yes!
Your one greatest fear in life?
It happened again!
I saw someone tweet that at you. Was it Raul?
In Florida. Yes, it was Raul.
Florida. Right on Raul!
And then he sent me a bunch of spiders, and then, like, everybody piled on and started sending me spiders.
Oh, my God.
Which does give me nightmares.
Look what you've done, Raul.
So that's not ideal.
Well done.
And a man disturbs children's party with heroin. That's not what you want to see.
Hey, kids, want a McSmack sandwich? Get them while they're hot.
That's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
Wow. You just said pee-pee pants right before we went on the air.
I did. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Pee-pee pants.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, you know the wet pants denim that we told you about?
Oh, yeah.
The pants that looked like you just peed your pants?
Yeah, and we got to talk to the CEO about it.
Well, that's it wasn't technically the CEO.
What?
So
was that Ralph guy again
calling
in?
So wet pants denim DM'd me. and said, "Hey, who was that?" "What, that wasn't our CEO." And I said, "I know it wasn't your CEO." And then they said, "Whoo." I said, "It was just us having fun." And they said, "Whoo. I was really worried that it was somebody out there, an impressionist, doing irreparable damage to the brand."
To the PP pants?
Yes.
The pants that look like you just wet yourself?
So I typed back, "I'm sorry, but you were worried somebody was going to hurt your brand of PP pants?"
I think the only thing you could possibly do is improve everything by pointing it out, giving them a little help.
How odd.
Yeah, that's already kind of... All right.
Odd.
You forgot your diapers, buddy.
All right, let's talk about the Dodger game last night.
All right.
I don't know why I love it, but a guy ran on the field, and you know for a fact that the security is going to have to chase him.
And they were having a rough time with it, as they often do.
The security is not always in the best shape. Okay. And maybe that's the funny part about it, because the guy who was running on the field was in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
He ran all the way across the field, zigzag, jumped over a guy.
He did some good jumping and some dodging.
None of the security could keep up with him.
Nope.
There were like 7 or 8 of them on the field, and they were trying desperately. And he was just outrunning them all.
Almost the only thing that would be faster and more sneaky would be a cat. When they get out on the field.
That does happen occasionally.
Yeah.
So this guy's running and running and running, and finally he gets over, and a ball girl named Marissa.
Right on, Marissa. That's a good name.
She's standing there in, right field, and he goes running, and she steps over and kind of gives him a shoulder.
I bet it hurt,
and he flips over the fence.
He went flying.
And the security caught him.
Yeah.
Because of her.
She
is pretty good.
Like ran into a brick wall with her. It was awesome.
Listen to this.
It's the moment from tonight's Dodger game that everyone is talking about. A ball girl stole the show after a man ran onto the field stopping play.
You know, I was a ball boy. That sounds a little normal, yeah. For the
a beer league?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I never knocked anybody over.
Did you get to drink
when
you were a kid?
Certainly didn't ever sneak any, that's
okay,
for sure.
Okay, good.
Video shows that man being chased by security guards across the outfield during tonight's game against the Angels. Security caught up with him, but the ball girl, you see, stepped in, clipped him, and sent him flipping over the side barrier.
That is not a that's not an exaggeration either, man.
He flipped over the fence.
He was like he did a cartwheel.
Here, where those guards were finally able to get to him. No surprise here. People who run onto a professional sports field, they never get away. But, you know, it's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
Yeah, what's the fine or whatever for something like that?
I don't know.
It's got to be some form of illegalness by now. Everything's illegal.
I'll check.
Yeah, because I wonder
I don't know what the charge would be.
Yeah.
Or if they just throw you out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, boy, that's, you know.
I know that they are trained to not put the cameras on them because they don't want to encourage other people. So in other words, like the video that I just posted on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder
is from someone
taken by Diego from his phone.
Gotcha.
Because on the broadcast, they never show it because they don't want to encourage people to do it.
But of course, that's why they put high speed chases on TV. Oh, wait, hold on.
No,
that's confused.
And then, let's see, I don't know his name, but he tweeted, at least he had clothes on.
Ah,
and I wanted to ask, why?
Yeah.
What happened to streakers?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did that go away?
We didn't look better in the 70s than we do now, so what the hell?
Nobody's looking at your body except for the fact that it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
To see 6 security guards trying to tackle a naked guy.
Present your shortcomings. Go for it.
It's very funny. Hi, what you're doing is making me uncomfortable.
Mission accomplished.
Goal achieved.
Next level.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's correct.
Trying to get a hold of Marissa, the baseball. Dodger baseball girl.
Yeah, dude.
She's the one that tackled the dude.
We got to get a hold of her.
Do you think they go through any training at all for that? I can't imagine.
No, not really.
No, I assume she's told not to do anything.
She probably started. Yeah, exactly.
But
that sort of. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty good tackle.
Yep. Yeah, great tackle. Amazing.
All right. This is a woman who has a daycare for dogs.
Cool.
And she goes on TikTok and she has a list of the breeds and the names of dogs that are always poorly behaved. Here it is.
That is fascinating.
I work at a doggy daycare and these are the name breed combos that let me know right off the bat that either the dog or the owner is going to be a nightmare. First place, we have any golden doodle or labradoodle named Bentley.
Any golden doodle
or labradoodle
named Bentley.
Well, that makes sense.
It sounds very specific, though, what she's talking about.
Well, you know.
It's not like years and years of experience. It's like, I hate these people and that dog right now.
Chocolate labs named Cash or Hunter.
Huh. Chocolate labs, they're always the sweetest dogs on earth.
That's what I think.
But if they're named Hunter,
still
pain in the butt.
Okay.
All right.
Siberian huskies named Luna.
Luna. What kind of name is that for a pet?
I know a few people that have not only named their pets Luna, but renamed themselves. One person, she calls herself Luna.
Really?
Yeah, she's an odd duck. And of course, a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, of course.
Any breed of small dog named Oliver.
Oliver, oh.
Don't name your pet Oliver.
It's primarily Goldens, but this can apply to any breed. I've never met a well-behaved dog named Murphy.
Murphy.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, so your dog named Murphy, she knows right away.
She knows that you're trouble.
Or
your dog's trouble.
Yep, gonna bite you.
Now, I've got two for French Bulldogs, and it's any French Bulldog with a name that is a variation of Ellie, or any French Bulldog named after a breakfast food.
Okay. Hold up.
Like Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch the dog? What kind of ridiculous statement is that?
Raisin Bran? No, I can't take your dog.
Cocoa Puffs, I'm not taking him out.
Cocoa Puffs!
German Shepherds named Belle or Bella, or who have those two sounds as a suffix of their name.
Wow, she's getting specific.
Very
now.
Specific. That's why I think it sounds more like she's upset that
particular
day about
dogs.
Dogs.
I hate everyone in here.
Typically, these owners never want to get them spayed, but it's only the Bells and the Bellas, and I don't understand.
Huh.
Okay.
Also, mostly male owners.
Sure.
Back to Goldens. Golden Retrievers named Cooper. Now, this isn't really a problem about personality, but I believe that at least at my daycare, we have, 27 Golden Retrievers named Cooper.
Wow.
Name your dog something else, please.
Don't name your dog
Cooper.
Don't
name your dog. I'm so glad my dog's names didn't come up. I was like,
But are your dog's trouble?
No, actually, the exact opposite. We figured that was going to be the case most recently with our little Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Turns out she ended up being very scared at first, and then the official dog greeter. Like, they said she would welcome the new dogs in and get them all.
People? Total, what about people?
No, she hates people.
Okay.
She's a smart dog.
She's perfect for your house, then.
Yeah, exactly. No one ever comes over. It's good.
All right, so what do you have ideas of dogs that you've never met a good one?
I can't say that, fortunately.
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper.
Is an odd one.
Yeah, but I bet people have, especially if you take care of dogs. Your dog walker.
Yes.
Maybe 818-955-KLOS or you.
What is the name of a dog that's never good?
Yeah.
I was surprised to hear any golden retrievers.
Me too.
Any of that.
Yeah, or chocolate labs.
Yes,
they're the sweetest dogs on the planet.
You would think, but they.
And no chihuahuas in the list.
Right.
So this makes me think maybe she is, got a good handle on this bizarre phenomenon.
So you think she's right?
Phenomenon. I think it's possible, since she didn't mention chihuahuas, and you would think, what was the other one? I figured that, a pincher or a...
In an instant, I would think that breed first.
Sure.
Rather than...
No, you gotta be ready to get bitten and get down and dirty with a chihuahua.
Right, what's the dog's name that is always bad?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're talking about dogs named a certain thing that seemed to always misbehave.
If they are named fill in the blank, then that dog is going to be bad.
You have one?
Yeah, hey, my name is Scott.
Your name's Scott? Okay.
Scott is in your mouth.
Love you. Thanks for calling.
Ding, ding, ding. First call of the week. Good way to start.
KLOS, hello.
Anytime somebody has an oversized dog and they name it Baby.
Baby.
Oh, interesting.
That makes sense.
If it's a big dog.
Why? Does that just mean... Does that mean they treat them like a baby and therefore they're poorly behaved?
Spoiled. Well, usually they let them get away with murder, and it's a dog that you need to keep it checked. Like,
sure.
Is that a Rottweiler named Baby?
Right. Rottweiler. That was the one I was surprised she didn't mention. Yeah, that makes sense.
Baby.
Baby.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's happening?
Dog names that are always ill-behaved.
Well said.
I've never said that before.
That was nice.
Dog names that are always ill-behaved?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Mr. Naughty Pants?
Mr. Naughty Pants.
We're not asking
you to
guess.
That's pretty much a given, yeah. I don't know. Mr. Naughty Pants. Ding, ding, ding. Should have given him something. Hi, KLOS. Dog names, the dog's going to be bad.
So my dad wanted to get a dog and name it Dammit.
Dammit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, come here. Come here, damn it.
Come here, damn it. That's pretty good.
Damn it.
Damn it. But you think that would be a bad dog? Had you done that? Had he done that?
Not sure. 50-50.
Yeah. 60-40, wow. I'd go.
Yeah.
70-30.
Yeah, there you go.
I agree. Right. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS. If, in fact, you know that the dog name means the dog's going to be bad.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I've always sort of wanted to work at a doggy daycare, because some of them, you know, they actually sleep with the dogs. They'll have it all set up like a giant room.
What?
Yeah, in a G-rated sense.
Okay.
For once, I'm being, you know, and I just think that would be so much fun. All those dogs hanging out together all night. I think it would be so cool. It'd be a lot of work, but...
Don't you think there would be one or two that would you might just want to let out?
Absolutely. Whoops, I don't know. The back door got open right under the railroad tracks, but it's just a list of dog names that you know the dog is going to be bad.
So what's the name that you know the dog will not be behaved?
Roscoe Pico Tame.
You know a lot of dogs name what you just said.
Roscoe Pico what?
Roscoe Pico Tame.
Hold on, I got to sample that.
Roscoe Pico Tame.
Sample that. All right, thanks.
Hello, Black.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS. Bad dog, bad name.
I've had two previous ex-girlfriends with Golden Labs called Cooper.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Really? Okay.
Two separate girls?
Two separate.
Huh.
Exactly.
Wow, that's weird.
Because that dog watcher said any dog named... She had 17 Coopers.
Golden Retrievers, yes. Particularly, which you would never think. I mean, usually they're sweet dogs, right, dude? I mean, what's up with that?
I mean, they're nice, friendly dogs, but I think it's pretty crazy that I heard this list, and I've had two ex-girlfriends with the same dog... And the same name.
That's very weird.
That is pretty strange.
That is weird. All right, thanks for calling. And using foul language, sir. Golly gee.
I'm sorry. No. My bad.
Wait, all right.
KLOS, hello.
First off, welcome to KLOS, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Sluggo.
Yes.
What in the tartar sauce, bro? A chihuahua?
He has two of them.
Yeah, we have 15 of them. We have 15 chihuahuas.
They don't like people.
Nope. We hate everybody. Me and my chihuahuas. There's one that's good that likes people, but the other 14.
Oh, I wasn't talking about your dogs. Oh, no, I was talking about you.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Bad dog, bad name.
Okay, the bad dog. So the guy with the sunken eyes and the white plaster skin only walks his dog at night. Only at night. It's a black, long-haired mutt, and it's called Werewolf.
Okay. I will.
Sounds like you're making up a story there.
Do you go out with a wooden stake at night to take care of them? Because that'd be good if you would.
No, I let that up to you guys. I'm afraid of the night.
Roscoe Pico. Hey.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
See that David Grohl went out again to give Westboro some more crap.
Did he troll
them
again?
Over the weekend, yeah.
Love it.
Second go at him, apparently.
Love it so much. They're such awful people.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
BuzzFeed had an article, 38 actors who secretly dated their co-stars and how long it lasted before people found out.
Oh, yeah. I guess, I mean, there's this reason for keeping those things on the DL.
I would think so, yeah.
Like you're married...
Well, sure.
Or other things.
No, but I mean, these are just like TV stars or movie stars or somebody that they started dating and no one knew for a while.
Right.
And then finally, people found out. Kaley Cuoco and Johnny Galecki, who played Penny and Leonard on Big Bang Theory, secretly dated for 2 years, but didn't tell anyone until a year after the relationship was over.
I wonder how many people, though, on the cast or in the crew did know. You know, they're like,
probably.
Yeah, they're keeping
it was
secret.
A secret that everybody sort of kept on the down low.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Nina DeBrav and Ian Somerhalder got together on the set of Vampire Diaries in 2010 and dated for almost a year before anyone found out.
Well, they came in with bites on their necks, though. Sort of a hickey, and they were like, they gave it away.
I see what you're doing. Twilight Saga co-stars Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson did their best to keep their relationship hidden, which wasn't very well.
Wait, is this going to be all about vampires?
No.
Okay.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, Brad Pitt is a vampire, though, because he's been staying the same
young.
No, I'm
saying it's not a vampire. This is not a vampire topic.
I mean, how else is he still so young? How is it possible?
Right, but it's not a vampire topic.
So he went out with Dracula, you're saying?
He was with...
Don't look at me.
The friend's woman.
Oh.
Wow.
I know.
I'm such an idiot.
I'm terrible at names.
It doesn't matter.
That one.
Then he fell in love with Angelina Jolie on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where they were both the star.
And the friend's woman didn't know.
I can't believe I can't remember her name.
She in Office Space? Is that the one?
I don't know.
Oh, dude. God. I love that movie.
I don't know. Yeah. Here's the point. If you start dating people at work.
Right.
Maybe it's not great.
Unless there's times. Like, this particular profession, it helps. Like, I think,
what profession helps?
This, quote, radio profession, quote unquote.
Okay.
What you're looking around at.
I don't know.
But sometimes it helps because it's just such a ludicrous business that, you know, like, my wife is from radio. She was over
at
K-Rock. Yeah, she was at K-Rock back in the day.
You know? Oh, look at you.
And Mars and Groove Radio.
Did you try and hide it at all?
Hell no. Nah.
So you dated somebody at work, but you tried to hide it.
Right.
And how did it go?
Yeah.
Especially if it went south. That's funnier.
Yes. Especially if you were vampires.
You break up with her and she becomes your boss and fires you. You know, whatever.
Right. You can take that to HR.
Whatever happens.
We were going out and she used to do this and that. Now I can't even come in late to work anymore.
You were secretly dating at work. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
955-KLOS.
Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about dating secretly at work.
Yeah. And if you're on hold, please stay on hold. But we want to hear your story. And I just hung up on someone accidentally. That's why.
Good work.
Yeah. So let's hear about you dating at work. And oops. And then I hung up on someone.
What is wrong with you?
I don't have that kind of time.
Hello?
Hey. Oh, hell. Hey. You were dating at work secretly, but then. Oh. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you. Were you dating at work secretly?
I was.
All right.
And the only way people found out about it was we went to the company Christmas party, and somebody bet me $20 to kiss that girl.
Uh-huh.
I did. And little did they know that I was already dating her, so I got free drinks and $20 out of it.
Nice!
It was great.
That is the way to break it out to
That's
the world.
That's really smooth.
Well done.
Yeah, that random person over there, yes, I'll kiss her.
I don't know. I get make it 50. Dude, that's awesome.
Nicely
thank
done.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Well played. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, so I have a story.
Yes.
Are you chopping down a tree?
No, I'm making dinner. I get up at 3 a.m. so I can work early.
Oh, man.
Kevin here can relate to that. Yeah.
Let's go on with the topic.
Yes, okay.
All right, guys. So I've been dating this guy that I have been doing seasonal work with for over 8 years.
Right. And have you been keeping it quiet?
He's a CEO.
Oh.
Yes. Nobody knows that we're dating.
Can we put this on the radio?
You can, but you can't use my name.
Okay.
And we will not use
Did you say your name?
I don't remember think if you said, we your, said name. Your name.
I don't think we said your name.
Okay. No, we will not say my name. No,
no worries.
You're
no
chopping
worries.
Down a tree.
We can use a pseudonym.
Sure.
We can use a pseudonym.
Let's do that.
If you'd like.
We'll call you Henry.
Henry. Bill.
Okay, great. Hey, whatever.
You were going to go Cruella, weren't you?
Oh, Cruella.
Yes.
I knew it.
All right, Cruella. So if they found out that you were dating the CEO, would you be in some sort of hot water, or would he, or what's the poop?
The poop is he's married.
Oh, he's married.
Are we sure we want to put this on the air, Cruella?
Minor detail.
Yeah. Wow. 8 years. Oh, that's a
you
minute.
Don't use his name or his business.
Nope.
It's
no,
all
we're
good.
Not. Nope. Are you still dating?
Seasonally. Yeah. Seasonally, though, right?
More often than that.
Oh.
All right, take it easy.
Pretty is right. Pretty common.
Wow.
Okay.
Right. Well, I'll be home for dinner pretty soon, and I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you're not who I think you are.
818-955-KLOS. All right, we're talking about you had an affair, some would say.
Yeah.
A love affair.
Going on at the
you
workplace.
You were dating at work, were trying your best to keep it quiet.
This was 21 years ago. Okay. I married the man.
Wow.
We worked on an assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
We made stents. So, I don't know, within like a week of us keeping a pretty good secret, a girl from work ran into us at the grocery store.
Mm.
And she saw us together. And I think she saw us holding hands or something before we even ran into her. And I was freaking, I'm like, oh my gosh, we are in such deep trouble now, because it was a girl that had a mouth on her, and we knew she was going to go to work and go, oh my God, you know what I mean? So we knew.
They're making more than stents over there, that's for damn sure, let me tell you.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? So anyway, within a few days, I got called in the office, and four of my upline bosses were in there. They're all men.
Did
and it
you
was
say
me.
Four of them?
Jeez.
Yeah, there was four of them. It was the four top guys. And I walk in and I go, should I be intimidated by this? Oh, no, no. You just need to have a seat. Sit down. Well, somebody had said we were dating. It was causing problems. We were seen walking down the hall holding hands. This is such bullshit because, excuse me, we did not do that because we knew, you know.
Right,
right.
But it turns out that one of the girls that had told on us liked my husband, and she liked him a lot.
Ah.
She was so filled with jealousy that we were dating. Oh, it was a nightmare. But anyway, I got asked to change shifts, to go back to first shift.
By the four guys.
We're going to ask you to change shifts.
And did you?
Well, yeah, because I love my job. Of course I did. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, though. Why don't they just mind their own damn business?
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's right. Thank you.
All right. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. You were cheating at work. Or
secretly dating.
Secretly
at
dating
work.
At work. Yes. Yeah, it seems like it's all cheating, though, mostly. Oh, this is what they said. Well, let me make up a story for you, Kevin. This one time.
Nope.
I was dating.
We don't need a story from you.
Bean. And Donna found sorry. Out.
There's a dude that had a pretty rough afternoon. His name is Douglas Laidlin.
Douglas. That is a solid name.
55 years old.
Ooh, nice age.
He's facing charges following two incidents over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Two separate ones. On Saturday, police said he disturbed a child's birthday party while stumbling into a yard.
Now, what's going on? Are you guys having a party?
Pretty much. Police said he was under the influence of Xanax and meth.
Wow. That's a hell of a combo.
That's quite a downer. Wow, he was taken to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He faces charges related to that incident, including possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance.
Douglas.
So that was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, police were called to the 600 block of this town for a man possibly under the influence of drugs, stumbling and dancing in the middle of the road.
Oh, is it Douglas?
Same guy.
Douglas, you just got out of the ER, man.
They said they encountered him at the scene, taking him into custody. They found 38 bags of heroin on him.
Wow. That's a hell of a lot of horse.
It sure seemed like he was determined to make his way through it.
I'm going to jail, and that's all there is to it.
I will get to jail.
Some folk decide that's what they're going to do.
I mean, they did take him to the hospital, and then he was released, and then he went out the next day.
And they're like, Douglas, probably you messed up.
Couldn't
go ahead
necessarily
and go
hurt. Help himself. He was determined to be under the influence again.
Oh, come on.
Of a methamphetamine at the time he had broken into a home later Sunday night.
So far, he was dancing in the street.
Yes.
Then how did he get away from that? And
I
then
don't
he
know.
Goes out and breaks into
a
house.
I think he was dancing in the street and went into the house.
Oh,
and then
I see.
They called and the police came.
Damn
and
it.
They arrested him for everything.
Douglas.
Along with the 38 bags of heroin.
Oh. And those have mysteriously disappeared.
I don't know what happened to those, but that seems like a bad
Douglas,
day.
Douglas.
You don't want to interrupt a kid's party because you're stumbling into the backyard.
The only thing I can say to that is he probably didn't know.
And he had no idea.
Those people are really small. That's weird, man. I could nominate that as the first punk song ever recorded.
Yeah, I can see that.
That and Hound Dog by Elvis Presley.
I
that one is
that.
Actually just like drums and a guitar and him screaming Hound Dog Elvis Presley. I always thought of that as a punk song, really.
It sort of seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah, just lo-fi.
We were talking earlier about the ball girl for the Dodgers who tackled the guy that ran on the field.
Man, she got it done. Like all these guys chasing after
there were six or seven security guards chasing after him in last night's game.
Mitchell.
And they were losing ground.
Yep.
I mean, the guy was pretty fast.
Yep.
And they were losing ground.
And she was just standing there watching him come toward her.
Yes.
And he was probably thinking, oh, girl, big deal. I get past her.
Wrong.
Because he was getting past all sorts of people. He was jumping.
Was.
And,
yeah. But when he got to her, she sort of lowered her shoulder and just flipped him up over the wall.
He did a freaking cartwheel into the stands.
It was pretty sweet.
It was amazing. I mean, it almost looked like it was choreographed, but clearly not.
I've been told that we're not going to talk to anybody about that.
Yeah.
So I wondered what happens to those people. Apparently, they kick them out of the stadium.
Oh, okay.
And then they have to go to court like 2 weeks later. And usually it's not a very big thing. It's kind of a misdemeanor. Yeah. Maybe they have to do public service or stuff like that. But it's not really that big a deal.
Because you're not hurting anybody. You're not losing.
And they don't really ban people from stadiums for very long because he probably has a family who have relatives who have fans of
my family's worth $2 million
for a long, long time. Right. They probably have been with the team, so they don't really want to ban them.
Yeah, I wonder if they, when they take them, if they when they're nude. Which we need to, I think they bring streaking back, yeah. But I wonder if they keep them naked down, you know, downstairs when they take them, when they arrest them. Like, they just make them sit there?
I don't know, because I don't know where their clothes are.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
So why would you offer any?
That's pretty weird.
That's pretty funny.
Don't have the answer to that.
Sorry, we're going to have to go past the women's locker room.
Nor are we going to find the answer to that.
Aren't we? I thought you were planning on streaking, Kevin. I thought you were like, you got it. You're back.
I have to keep that quiet, if you don't mind. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take calls from women. Mm-hmm. Who had to regulate?
You had shut
to
kick it down.
A man's ass.
Ah, good for you. Well done.
You had to kick a man's ass,
especially if he's like this guy coming right at you and thinking, "Oh, I can get away from her."
Yeah, look, if I were him, I wouldn't think she would even try anything because she's a ball girl. Why would she make a move toward me, or why would she try to help the? I would just think that that person. That's not part of their job. They wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Right, but she saved the day and got the game back on track.
Agreed.
Good for her. That's awesome. What's her name? Did you catch her name?
Marissa.
Marissa. Well done, Marissa.
That's her name.
Yeah.
So if you had to kick a guy's ass.
If you were a Marissa.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
If you're a girl and you had to kick a guy's ass, we want to talk to you at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, we were talking about the ball girl at the Dodger Stadium who tackled the guy that was running on the field. And now we're taking phone calls from women who beat up men because they needed it.
Well, my best friend was dating this guy, and they broke up, and she wanted her Guns N' Roses shirt back, and he wouldn't give it back to her, so... I beat him up.
Nice.
So you just said, did you ask him for it first?
I did.
And he said no.
And he said no.
And so did you just punch him right in the face?
I did.
Nice.
I'm 5'8", and he was like 6'2", and I just reached up there and popped him one.
He must have been so surprised.
He was absolutely surprised.
Nice work.
Yeah, well done.
Everybody needs a friend like you.
Yeah, exactly.
I was suspended for 3 days.
Of course, by the man, no doubt. Thanks for calling. Speaking of, we have a little OMGNR week going on once again.
We do. That is true. KLOS has your shot to see GNR at Bank of California Stadium on the 19th, and then the following week in Las Vegas.
And if you don't actually win this contest, she's going to come punch you in the face.
I don't think that's part of it.
Okay. 818-955-KLOS. You, the lady, you saved the day. One of the best endings to a song ever.
That is great.
Ever.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about the ball girl at Dodger Stadium tackling the guy that was running on the field.
Marissa. And hell yeah.
We are taking calls from women who kick men's ass.
Hi.
Hey. Hi there. You had to kick a man's ass?
I did it quite often.
Oh. How were you in the position to do that?
So I used to do loss prevention back in the day when they weren't so afraid of physical altercations with the shoplifters. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, it was the men that wanted to fight me.
Wow. Of course.
That's weird.
So lame. Wow. Well, good for you. Yeah. Do you ever watch Superstore?
Yes, I have, actually.
Does Dina kind of remind you of yourself then? I love her.
Oh, no. I'd probably beat her up, too.
Yeah! Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, you kicked some male butt.
I did.
All right, tell us.
Well, I was probably like 17, and my parents were out of town. And my brother had always told me to, you know, self-defense or defend myself. And so he showed me how to punch a guy.
Nice.
He came on to me, yeah. So he was having a pool party. My parents were out of town, and I went upstairs, and one of his friends backed me up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my hand in a fist, and I punched him in the nose. I literally broke his nose.
Wow.
I was so little. I weighed like 120 pounds, and he was a big iron worker, so he was so embarrassed. He had to wear that cast on his nose.
That's
hilarious.
Awesome. Well done, you.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Yeah. Very
bad boy.
Very different outcome than Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but still.
Yeah.
No. Same as it ever was.
No. No, we're not doing this. No. No. No.
Keep
no.
Turning my headphones a little bit.
No.
I need to be able to hear what's going on.
No, this is terrible. No.
All right, listen.
No.
You know my lifetime fear
That's becoming mine, thanks to you.
It's sitting down on a toilet with a snake in it.
Snake comes up through the pipe work and decides to have a little bite while you're having a sit.
Yes.
A sit down.
That has been my fear, and I've always tried to talk myself out of it as it being a stupid fear. And then about every 2 years, there's a story
every
of a snake.
2 years, it's like once a month lately.
Yeah.
Raul is out on the prowl to find them.
People are sending me so much.
KLOS listener extraordinaire Raul finds these stories that are true, that happened, that are fact, and sends them to Kevin.
He sent me like, I don't know, eight huge spider pictures of eight huge spiders.
Oh, and then Noodles from Offspring joined
he
in.
He did as well.
Was like, hey, look at
everyone.
This, Kevin.
and when I say I have nightmares about spiders, I mean, I really do.
You have a reason to. You laid down one night and were bitten under the pillow that was hiding a brown recluse.
Yeah.
So you have a reason for that.
And it took 6 months before they took a skin graft off the side of my head. And covered it.
I'll never hear from you again. No one will ever see you if your snake in the toilet ever comes true. Will
right,
you
no.
just vanish
no.
from Earth.
So here's another story.
Oh my God.
Here's something to make you feel a little uncomfortable. It begins, of course, it's out of Florida, Hollywood, Florida. Imagine you go to sit down on the toilet
commode.
Seat. And there's an iguana thrashing around underneath you.
And I used to love iguanas, but having seen this video you just showed me, I'm not on board with them anymore.
Well, the iguana that's in the toilet is easily the size of the toilet. Yeah. Like, it's not able to be completely underwater. It's that big.
Yep.
Play some of the audio so I can bring this nightmare to other people besides myself.
Six, a CBS 4 News exclusive. Holy iguana.
Stop that right now.
Did you see what she did?
Stop it now.
No, your eyes are not playing tricks on you. That's what one homeowner found inside their toilet. Yeah, he says he found it in the morning and can't imagine what could have happened if someone in his family had to use the bathroom in the middle of the night.
In any family. All right, two questions here. How did it get there and how did it get out? CBS 4's Ted Skouten has answers.
I don't love this story.
No. I'm fascinated by it. I really, you know, if you had asked me 5 years ago or a year and a half before you got here, yeah. Like, if this was something that I thought really happened very often, I'd be like, no.
It happens. Nah. More in
a lot.
More in a place like Florida.
Of course.
But this iguana is almost too big to be in the toilet.
He's massive.
It's a huge animal.
We're going to have to retweet this at Kevin and Sluggo. You need to see this. It's horrifying. All right, so here's some more audio.
Yeah.
Lizard in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
You heard it right. Lizard in the toilet.
It's not a lizard.
Specifically, a spiny-tailed iguana.
Spiny-tailed iguana.
Yes.
He likes to bite.
By the way, those are quick to bite, is what they say later in the story. Oh, quick to bite.
Quick to bite.
Kurt Hilberth is going in to fish it out of his toilet bowl, dressed in protective clothing and gloves.
He has, hold up. He has like a construction helmet and gloves from another job. Like, he's covered head to toe with like catcher's gear on his shins.
He needs a taser. Maybe if he had a taser.
That's smart.
He first noticed it out of the corner of his eye when he went to brush his teeth a week ago Saturday.
It was so big that it was not submerged completely in the water, and it's got that tail that whips back and forth.
You sit there?
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
So they kept going back and checking, like they wanted it to just go
away. Well, I mean, it should go back down the way it came
up. Well, you would think.
It'd be like, yeah, this place sucks. I'm out. Yeah, iguana out.
There's no ass here.
There's no ass to bite.
I'm sure is what it thought.
With encouragement from his family, Kurt tried to get it out several times, but it kept swimming back down the chute, eluding capture. On day three, he almost got it.
I'm sorry, hold up.
Whoa, day three.
On day three, he almost got it.
Wow.
Day three?
I hope they had another.
Are you going to sleep with that thing in there?
Thank you.
No!
You know what? I'm getting out of this toilet. I'm going to see what's down the hall.
I'm going to find a grenade and I'm going to drop
it. I was able to grab him by his back legs and part of the tail, and I was pulling out, and he was pulling in. The tail was going back and forth. Water was flying everywhere. There was total chaos inside the small bathroom.
Oh, no.
She went back in?
Went back in. Unfortunately, I was left with merely a hand full of tail.
Oh, come on.
So he pulled its tail off.
Iguana tail coming off.
Then they show the tail.
Oh, no.
In, like, the trash or something, and it's still moving.
What?
The tail's still moving.
What?
Like, it's still alive.
Oh, my God. This is a nightmare. This is actually a nightmare. Wow.
Here's what's left of that tail he grabbed.
Come on!
It's still moving.
It was still moving.
Whatever that thing is, it's not getting up.
That's when Kurt called in the experts. It's creepy thinking about what could have happened had someone not noticed in the middle of the night.
Right.
But no kidding.
How do you... I mean, I guess you let the family know no one used this bathroom.
Right.
And then you also put a sign up in case somebody gets up in the middle of the night and forgets.
And then you also burn the house down and run for your life.
For 3 days.
Forget it.
Before he calls in help.
No.
No.
No. Should have called in Wall of Voodoo. They would have known what to do. They wish they were in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana.
And sat down.
I mean, your bare behind is over the toilet. And
we understand how the toilet
you
works.
Don't need to describe that to Kevin. That's his biggest fear.
I mean, your bare behind
your
is
bare
on the toilet.
Right.
Thank you for explaining that.
To the iguana.
Big. Something with teeth. Something that can bite you down there.
Something right. with teeth.
We got it.
Is really a shivering kind of thought.
Yeah.
To put it mildly. Holy cow. I mean, what are they crawling? How is that happening?
Oh, they explain it.
Oh, okay.
And you're at a very vulnerable point.
No
standing
kidding.
Right here, perfectly on a stick. It was amazing.
Trapper Harold Rondan positioned a stick in the toilet, hoping the iguana would crawl out. And it did.
Okay, so they call out a specialist who puts a stick in and it just crawls out.
It's like, oh, thanks, guys. I'm happy to leave now.
Then
sorry to disturb you.
He tries to grab it and it turns around and goes back.
Go to hell.
So I went, grabbed him. He turned around, got caught with everything, went in the toilet, just put my hand, was able to get him, and removed him immediately.
Here's the culprit, minus most of his tail, successfully removed.
The spiny tail iguana does tend to be more aggressive. It's quicker to bite.
All so right. It's quicker to bite.
So that's the one you for sure want coming up your
it's
sewer.
Quicker to bite.
And loves the sewer, apparently. What?
Ron McGill from Zoo Miami warns, despite their claws, teeth, and spiny tail, iguanas can carry disease.
Oh, yeah, like that's not enough already!
Oh, we need more than biting my balls off.
All iguanas carry a variety of bacteria. The things they're most famous for are salmonella and botulism.
Great.
Great. They suck!
I'm going to have no balls and botulism.
I'll serve you right.
How to get in the Hellbirth's toilet?
Yeah.
It likely crawled in the sewage vent stack on the roof.
No.
Kurt found a way to fix that with some metal.
The sewage
on the roof.
Vent
on
They're
the coming
roof.
Through the roof. That sucks.
Right.
Wow.
That's my point.
I thought they're not coming up through the... Oh,
they're coming
through the roof. Wow.
Mesh.
And that's what I did to cap it off.
Yeah.
Can't get any creepier than this. Look before you sit down.
Hey, good
if
advice.
If you find an iguana in there thrashing around, shut the lid and don't try and get it out yourself. Call the experts.
All right,
what
good
experts?
Advice. Experts? I don't know. I think they called animal control or somebody.
Iguana toilet removal.
I'm telling you that that is going to happen to me.
That's Homer Simpson's new job.
Would it be funny if it happened to me?
Dude, I almost think at
this
point.
I think it would be hilarious, actually.
No.
It really would be.
I have to hate you to wish that upon you. I just can't. I would usually say it because it's funny on the radio. I can't even.
I sort of want it to happen because.
We heard it.
Because I feel like it's. I feel like it's bound, like that's my future.
Right. Get it over with.
And I'm watching it in every one of these stories, and it's going to happen
so
to
just
me.
Get do it now. Yeah, not when you're 92.
Right.
Get it over now when you're 87.
Just let me go to Hollywood, Florida, sit on this guy's toilet, and let's finish it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is it for us, Kevin and Sluggo. What did we learn today, Sluggo?
Definitely be very careful about sitting on the toilet in the middle of the night.
Don't sit on a toilet in Florida.
And make sure there's
ever,
no iguanas.
Ever.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. There you go.
There was an iguana. It weighed like 15 pounds.
A snapping want-to-kill-you iguana in
they
the toilet
They bite
bowl.
You. They're quick to bite, as they were described.
What else did we learn?
Don't disturb a children's party when you're on heroin. That's a bad idea.
That's good. I got to remember that one.
Secretly dating at work seems to be all right. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
We didn't get much of a disaster
calls. No.
It seems to work.
Yeah,
so.
But the man doesn't approve. We
Correct.
Found out
yeah.
that the man does
the
not
man,
approve.
The boss.
Yeah.
And Dodgerball girl Marissa took out a guy that was running on the field at Dodger Stadium, and we're not allowed to talk to her, but... She's a badass.
Yeah. And from now on, we want to see your ass. If you're going to do that, do it naked. Let's bring back streaking. I think we've decided we're going to bring back streaking.
I didn't decide.
I mean, I'm not going to play along.
Anything of the sort.
Unless we can go back 30 years and then I would.
Nope.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. The 40th annual KLOS blood drive is a go, and it may be our most important yet. The Red Cross is facing an extreme need for blood. 2 days only. The event is August 20 and 21 at 14 different Southern California locations. All donors that book an appointment will receive a limited edition 40th annual KLOS blood drive t-shirt. How about that?
That was rule. That's so cool.
You can go to redcross.org and search KLOS for the location nearest you.
It's two things that we do here at this station a lot. That and the St. Jude thing.
Correct.
Twice a year.
Both just very
so
worthy.
Very cool. Thanks for helping out.
It's an OMGNR.
Damn straight.
Week on KLOS. KLOS has your shot to see GNR at the Bank of California Stadium on the 19th, and then the following week in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. We just invited people to text to win as well every hour, pretty much, right? We're doing that?
Yep.
Starting at 6 a.m.
Along with a two-night stay in a suite at the Sahara Las Vegas, a free cabana rental at the pool, $100 food and beverage credit, and $100 in gas money.
Hell, yeah.
Listen for the keyword text.
Oh, $100. So that'll get you 3 miles up the street at this point.
That's correct.
Because, man, could it be a little more expensive.
It really couldn't.
Hey, any chance you were at the Anaheim Convention Center on this day in rock in 1969? Led Zeppelin were playing there that night with Jethro Tull opening for them. It was on this day in Soup Dumplings in 1986 when Queen played their very last concert with Freddie Mercury at the Nebworth Park Festival to 120,000 fans. It was on this day in rock in 1995 when the original members of Kiss played together for the very first time since 1980 when Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley joined the current band to record their MTV Unplugged special, which, of course, turned into the album Kiss Unplugged.